Oh, no! Well, ten beers.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily. I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Now, whose ass I gotta kick to get myself a beer?
Welcome to show 24, BigFormyHead.com.
And we're gonna try and keep this show under an hour.
Under an hour, that's right. But although it's an action-packed show.
Yeah, well, over the holidays, we got a little excessive, so we're going to try and back that down.
So we're calling this the refrigerator beer show. We got so much beer jamming our refrigerators, we got to weed some of it out, and so we're going to go through five beers.
Well, we know the Southeast is a mecca for beer.
Yep. And so
beer everywhere you go, breweries and left and right.
Yep.
Not. But
yeah,
we have a few samples.
Yeah, that we picked up over the course of the travels here. And so we're featuring Katrina-focused, sort of, beers from Louisiana. And then we missed Mississippi.
Yeah, didn't get any beer from Mississippi.
And we got Alabama, which did get rain. And Georgia, which
Georgia.
I think they were concerned about Katrina. So we're covering three of the four lower states here, and we've got beer representative from all of them, and I just got back from one of them this afternoon from Alabama, and we're going to cover some food that I had there where, you know, we've mentioned this before about Alabama being a hot spot for barbecue as well as North Carolina. We're covering that. We've got...
we have an in-studio guest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Martin.
Our guest?
He's our designated drinker. Our guest our guest drinker.
Wait, I thought I was supposed to change oil in your car.
That's yeah. Hey, don't put the broom down. Okay, just you can talk while you sweep.
This broom.
Okay.
Say, hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
So we're going to touch on that. We've got our musical guest, Nancy Apple, we'll talk to in a little bit, who we introduced her on the last show, and we're going to talk to her a little bit this time around. We got some more, bringing some more culture into your life with the movies, the Golden Globes.
That's right.
And the whole Memphis connection.
You're going to kill your whole audience if this is going to be one of those type of hoity-toity shows.
No, we're not going to be. We aren't hoity-toity. Okay. Listen, we try and get the facts. We give you the facts, and if we don't know the facts, we make them up.
Okay.
Basically, we talk about things that interest us.
That's right. So. And this is what's currently interesting us as of this very moment.
Well, drinking beer is my biggest interest.
Well, you're in the right place, man.
Okay, so let's talk about the beer we're drinking.
Okay.
It's Terrapin.
Terrapin, and this is from the...
Terrapin Beer Company, Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
And, surprisingly, it's brewed...
In?
Frederick Brewing Company, Frederick, Maryland.
And what the hell, you might ask yourself, is an Atlanta brewing company doing with getting their beer out of Maryland?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Terrapin is the amphibian of choice for Maryland.
Is it really?
Yes.
It's okay.
Maryland terrapin.
For those of you that don't know, a terrapin is a little turtle.
It's a turtle.
Yeah.
Is it the one with fingers or flippers?
You know, I actually did some research on terrapins, and if I find that research, I will be glad to read it to
y'all. Well, hold that thought.
For those of you who are probably at work and listening to this on iTunes, go ahead and Google it while you're waiting for us to.
That's right, and smile while you're Googling.
So what we're doing is we're doing a cream ale.
Yep.
And... it's got two-row pale, Munich, Vienna, malted wheat, flaked maize. The hops are Cascade, Mountain Hood, and, I've never heard of this one, Santium.
No, me neither. I think that's something that just fell in.
IBUs 21, not too high.
No, original, it's not very bitter.
Original gravity 12.2. That must be in bricks, because I don't recognize that skin.
You lost me once you got into OG. That's original gangster.
Well, you guys are talking drug talk to me as it is.
this is beer nerd talk here.
Brewer's talk. Alcohol by volume, a flat 5%.
5%, okay. So this is, I got a little bit of that corn. It's kind of like the spotted cow that we had the other day from Wisconsin, which has, I think, a little richer taste than this. But you can tell when the adjuncts are added. It gives it a little more mouthfeel and things like that. Not bad for a fake Atlanta, Georgia beer.
Well, when I was in it's actually Athens, which I guess is kind of an upscale area of Georgia. But Atlanta, the lady at the hotel lobby where you go buy your stuff, you know, I was buying a gift, and she looked at the beer and she goes, "I've never heard of this."
Really?
Yeah, and she looked at the bottles and goes, "This is brewed in Maryland. Isn't a local beer."
It's a bit of a scam. I still don't understand why they put on there that this is a Georgia beer. Well, yeah. go figure. And so we got two more to go.
Yeah. We got a rye pale ale, which I've never had a rye beer, and I've heard it's good.
And I'm telling you, you have.
Oh, okay.
But we were so far in the bag that the last time we had this, neither one of us recall it. So this will be a whole new experience, because if you don't remember it, it's new. And if we sound funny, we're a little excitable right now because
right.
I hope to God we can find the audio we recorded. Our pre-show beer was Sparks. It's an energy beer, and I think we're going to be a little bit wired after drinking this. So this is like buzz, super buzz beer, and it looks like a battery of 6% alcohol, and it's a malt liquor.
It looked like bug juice, smelled like cough syrup.
Yeah, and baby aspirins. It was the most hideous color. It was like this bright nuclear orange.
But then again, we are not the target audience.
No, we're not. But we drank it, by God.
These are the people who are drinking the Jägermeister and Red Bull shots.
Wait, yeah. wait. I drink Jägermeister and Red Bull together.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of people do.
Man.
So you are the target
audience. Yeah, okay. So you fit into the demographic.
Well, yeah, it's a breakfast drink.
That's right. It's your breakfast. This isn't your dad's breakfast beer. But I think the additives of the guarana and what was the other one?
Taurine.
And
yellow number 6.
A lot of yellow dye number 6. It's a very nuclear-looking beer.
The beer looks like the can.
Yeah. So we're jacked up on beer now. And so you ready to hit another one of these?
Yeah, let's jump into the rye.
Athens, and we're going to... This is so here's...
Gentlemen, the beer room.
Okay. So, Rick is using the talking can opener, the Family Guy, available at Better Novelty stores near you.
And, of course, we have to pay a nickel every time we hear that.
Sorry about that.
I will be sure to do that.
I'm flailing around banging the microphone. My bad.
Well, let me read all about rye pale ale.
Okay.
Two-row pale, Munich, malted rye, biscuit malt, honey malt.
Biscuit malt.
Amarillo for the hops. Amarillo, Cascade, East Kent, Goldings, Fuggle, and Magnum. They're all over the board there.
Yeah, that's a lot of hops.
Yeah, the IBUs are a little higher. They're up to 45. And,
okay.
OG
so that's like Corona levels.
OG is 13.5. And alcohol by volume, 5.3.
To answer your question, this Terrapin has fingers because it's playing the banjo on the.
Well,
beer
that
bottle.
May be only the Terrapinus banjoist. That's Latin for banjo playing turtle.
And that's in Georgia. Now there you go.
There you go.
Isn't that where they did that movie with Burt Reynolds?
And what kind of a field is he in?
He's in looks like a.
I'm going to guess it's a rye field.
Yeah, it looks like barley to me.
It's a rye beer.
I just found my research. It says Terrapin, named for several edible turtles of fresh or brackish water.
Turtles, them some good eating.
That's the Columbia Electronic Encyclopedia.
Well, and what better source than the Columbia Electronic Encyclopedia? So we got a couple more beers to get through. We've droned on long enough. We're going to take a musical break from our guest Nancy Apple and come back and talk to Nancy and let her explain herself and what this song and everything all about Nancy. We'll be right back. Nancy, that was Slide Me Some Sugar from your Outside the Lines CD. Yeah, and we referred to you last show, and I read some of the propaganda from all the media outlets where you're referred to as the Queen of Country Twang, right?
The Memphis Queen
well,
of Country
that's
Twang.
The Memphis
humble
Queen.
Thing,
yeah.
But, you know, let folks come to their own conclusion.
Right, and I know we plugged your website, nancyapple.com, and also the record label, which is Ringo Records.
Ringo Records.net,
right. And that's features you and other people that, and this is your label, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just a little way I can sell some records because right. I don't have a big, record label backing me. I'm just me, myself, and I records.
There you go.
And I've just started adding some folks to the label.
Yeah. And what we had talked about on the last time is we've been getting a lot of music from the internet, downloading it from where we find it on used to be mp3.com and download music.download.com and some people you're familiar with, the Texas Music Group.
Yeah.
And but what we want to try and do, because we talk about beer, we talk about barbecue, and we're kind of Memphis-centric, is try and feature this year focus on Memphis artists.
And that's a unique concept.
Yeah,
here.
Isn't it though?
So.
So we're starting with you, and appreciate you doing this. And
I didn't realize I was the first, guinea pig science fair project.
For local artists, yes,
you're
you
it.
Are.
Yeah, you can make us or break us right here, but don't let the pressure get to you.
Well, did you do that because Elvis is dead?
Yeah, that's right. Elvis wasn't available, so we got Nancy. So
Elvis is dead.
Was it Elvis is dead and Nancy isn't feeling so good herself?
Okay.
So, well, Nancy, I mean, I've known you for a while, and you've cranked out, I don't know how many CDs. And
five of them.
Five of them. And you are a multi-disciplined individual. And I know that, and I don't think you refer to this anywhere on your website, that you're a graphic person as well. But you produce your own records, you write your own songs, you play everything, you master them, you design the artwork, and all the whole thing end to end, right?
You apparently hang out with cool people.
Yeah, I don't master the records and I don't manufacture them, but I do
right.
have my hands on a lot of the different things that are needed to get a record out in the marketplace today.
Yeah, there you go. And what we were talking about, well, we're trying to do our little bit of bringing a little bit of the Memphis culture. You, as well, have been doing this for how many years on your radio show? Cartoons?
I've been doing the radio show at WEBL for 10 years now.
Ten years.
That's been fun. I try to play some local artists when it's, good stuff and when it's the stuff that kind of fits in with what I like to play. And I also do a little songwriter showcase dealio and get folks, that are up and comers plus some traveling musicians on that show as well.
Well, your bird's getting all tuned up back there, isn't he?
it can make this sound just like the microwave.
That's right. It's not.
You think your food's ready and really it's the bird.
So like you try and teach the bird to say pretty bird or Polly Watercracker or something, it imitates the microwave.
So far it just says microwave sound.
Well, and so what is your current crop of livestock at your house?
My current crop of livestock consists of one potbelly pig, one red lory, which is the bird, one cat that's pretty fat. Almost like having two cats, but it's only one, and then a dog.
Okay. So you're kind of light on the animals these days.
I've got four different critters, but only one of each of them,
Okay.
In the old days, I used to have pairs of most of the animals, except dogs. Sometimes I had, quadruples.
Well, cat is the other white meat.
What, cat?
Yeah. They're like amoeba. They just, multiply.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, we're going to play some more
music from you here in a minute, and I guess we haven't talked about what we're going to play next. But
I need to get down there to like actually in the same room as you guys, and I can play some stuff live.
And we want you to do that.
Yeah.
Does that mean I have to give up my seat?
Yeah. you'll have to scoot over. Yeah, we got lots of room. Not. We can turn a garbage can upside down, though, for you to sit on. But, yeah, well, we'll find some. We'll definitely make some room and hope you can do that. And, I got to ask you.
Take it home, though.
I personally, because, I mean, I remember this from seeing you do this live at the Songwriter. Is it the Songwriter Showcase? Is that what it's called? Yeah.
It's just called The Session. It's a little Sunday afternoon jam.
Okay, well then, what is the Kudzu's one called?
Kudzu's is called The Pickin' Party.
The Pickin' Party, okay.
And then I've got this ongoing thing that used to be called Songwriter Showcase, but now I'm calling it Twang-a-Dang-Doodle. And I do it like once a month, either at Kudzu's or Stop 345, and it's just kind of taking a break during the winter months right now.
Okay.
Does she realize that's very difficult to pronounce when you're drunk from beer?
Twang-a-dang-doodle. Yeah, if you say that to the wrong person.
That's not a drinking song.
Well,
especially after drinking them
high-octane beers. There you go. Oh, man, I know. We're all eat up with Sparks malt liquor, too. We're bouncing off the walls. So, okay, well, why don't we pick another one, and we're going to do this song coming up, and then one more, and I'd like to do the one that you sang at the session that Rick and I liked that we considered it a drinking song.
Okay, you go for it.
Yeah, if money's the root of all evil, and you got in parentheses, wishful drinking.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, here you go.
If money's the root of all evil, I tell you I must be a saint. 'Cause last time I checked in my pocket, I didn't have a nickel to my name. I must use my last dollar on my last drink. So if the money's the root of all evil, then I must be a saint. Every day, if I get myself liquored up, now I don't care about what they say. 'Cause they don't know my problems, they don't even care. I might as well just sit right here and polish off my beer. Last time I checked in my pocket, I didn't have a nickel to my name. I must use my last dollar on my last train. So if the money's the root of evil, then I must be the same.
What are we on now?
We just had a hop party.
Okay.
Or a hoppy monster.
No, a hoppy monster. I'm sorry.
Yeah, big hoppy monster.
Yeah.
We have been, well.
Imperial
okay.
Red Ale.
You weren't here at the beginning, so you don't know this, but this is our refrigerator beer / lower southern states beer show.
Oh, okay.
What we did was we were cleaning out the refrigerator because we're overflowing with beers, which is, it's not that bad as it sounds, as having too much beer. And we've got all these beers that we've been picking up from Alabama, Louisiana, and Georgia. And so we're drinking the Georgia beer first. We've got these beers from Terrapin Ale, and right now we're on beer number 3, the
Big Hoppy Monster.
Big Hoppy Monster. And Rick, what kind of beer is this other than big and hoppy?
Well, it's a two-row pale Munich. It's got Crystal 20, Crystal 30, Crystal 45, and Crystal 77.
So they couldn't make up their mind about which crystal.
You just can't have enough crystal.
No, you can't.
Not enough meth there, huh?
And then the hops, another one I've never heard of, at Tanum.
I think they make up these hops.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We got all these ingredients in these beers that we've never heard of.
Cascade, Centennial, Simcoe, and Warrior.
You guys talk about the beer like you're, you know, scientists or something.
Well, we're beer scientists.
Yes.
There you go.
Better beer for the...
people started giving you the beer for free yet?
No. Well, not for free. They want favors and things, but we're getting beer. We've got people sending us beer from all over. So what's the big hoppy monster? Is there...
Well, it says, watch out, this monster bites. And it's got the IBUs are 75. Alcohol by volume is 8%. So
yeah.
This is the strongest one we've had from Terrapin.
But this has a weird name. It's called an Imperial Red Ale.
Yeah.
That's a made-up type of beer.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It is, because it's like, what is this supposed to be, a cross between an Imperial Stout and a Red Ale? I don't think so.
Don't know.
Well, okay. So we finished this, but this is what we were slightly dismayed to find out, that this Georgia beer with this little banjo-picking turtle out in the field of rye is brewed in Maryland.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it?
Oh, you're kidding.
No. So it's okay. We drank it. Actually, that's my favorite. This has been my favorite one.
It's been good.
What was the alcohol?
8%.
8? Sweet. Okay.
Such a good beer.
Yeah, it could suck if it was 8%. I mean, yeah. You know. But the next one, we've got a really good beer coming up that we're going to drink from Abita. Have you ever worked down in New Orleans or Louisiana area?
Yeah.
Well, Abita is the big beer in Louisiana. It's on tap everywhere. Abita Amber is like the beer anywhere you go. And Abita is right outside of New Orleans, I think in Metairie, right? And anyway, they were damaged by Katrina coming through. And we have enjoyed the Ambers, the Turbo Dogs, and the Purple Hazes, which everybody can get. So after Katrina, because of the devastation, and they suffered a little themselves, they brewed a special beer called Restoration Ale. And that's what we are about to enjoy. And
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. And the deal with that is, for every six-pack you buy, a dollar goes to City of New Orleans Restoration Fund.
Oh, man, so you can drink and be doing a good deed.
That's right. We're drinking because we're good citizens.
Even better, it goes directly to their mayor.
You said something the other day when we were down there that are you not drinking anymore or not at all or while you're working?
No, I'm not drinking
while you're working
a lot. I used to drink like every week, but, you know,
I mean, I just wonder if you're focusing on, you know, because you got to remember words and how to play the guitar and all that.
It's hard, you know. The older you get, the harder it is to, you know, feel better after pulling a bottle of afternoon drunk.
So, yeah.
I just hadn't really been drinking.
Well, you know, you just have to start drinking earlier, around 8:30, 9 a.m.
That's
there you go.
You felt a lot better by the afternoon.
That's quality audio, by the way.
Yeah.
As the older you get, the harder it is to recover from an afternoon drunk.
That's like right.
That's why I always start them in the morning. Then you don't have to worry about the afternoon.
Well, you know, remember what Dean Martin said about how to avoid hangovers? Keep drinking.
Yeah.
Just keep drinking. So sorry you can't join us, but we are drinking the Restoration Ale, and it is a golden ale. It's real light in color. And what do you think?
Well, I think they used the water before the hurricane, I hope.
There's no chunks or dead bodies.
Yeah, so, or sewage.
There's no fingertips or anything floating around.
It's safe to drink.
Yeah.
Well, you're really inspiring a lot of enthusiasm with this little discussion.
Well, you have a giant head on your beer.
I know, and it's foamy, too.
Could it be a big foamy head, perhaps?
Yeah, big. Hey, where do I get one of those big foamy head mugs?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wait, that's on a different website.
You have to. You haven't seen our merchandise, or did you? That's right. Rick was wearing, he was modeling one of the T-shirts at BigFoamyHead.com.
Rick, male model.
That's right. Rick Agerbomber, model.
Do those come in tank tops, perchance?
Yeah, we have tank tops. We have thongs. I know that you're particularly inclined to wear the thongs because you don't want those panty lines showing.
That's exactly right.
Martin wears those tight pants. So.
Hey, at least I wear them.
That's right. Please. Please keep your pants on.
That's what they said at Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain. Speaking of thongs.
Anyway, let's hear all about Abita Beer.
So what about this Restoration Ale, Rick?
Abita Beer is dedicated to the restoration and rebirth of New Orleans area, devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Legend says the fleur-de-lis was first adopted as a symbol of life when water lilies were used to guide warriors through the treacherous water and lead them to victory. The Fleur de Lis Restoration Ale, a golden-colored brew, is decorated with purple and green.
Yeah.
These three colors historically represent justice, hope, and generosity.
Well, what's the third one? You said purple and green.
Justice, hope, and generosity.
You said purple and green. I only counted two. Gold?
Well,
perhaps?
You're making this really complicated. Yeah, it looks kind of, yeah.
Damn this education. Well, yeah, he's straining and reading that tiny little type on the bottom.
No, you goofed me up. Let me finish, all right? For every six-pack sold, we'll make a $1 donation to the mayor and the Louisiana Disaster Recovery Foundation.
Does it really say to the mayor?
Yeah. Well, the third color is chocolate.
Chocolate?
Well, chocolate
milk. I thought that, like, Mardi Gras colors were purple, green, and, like, yellow. I got you. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow on the swing there. That's right. The city is chocolate. The rivers will run chocolate. All of that. Yeah, that's right. The mayor yesterday made just a total ass of himself on all of the world's media.
Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's Martin Luther King Day.
Did he say, the one that said he was on the plantation?
Did you? No, he said God will punish. This is God's way of punishing America.
By sending us hurricanes.
Yeah, by sending the hurricanes.
And the city of New Orleans will once again be chocolate.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, well, okay. Was there somebody arguing not to have, you know, the folks who came from there be able to go back?
Did I tell you when I went up to Wisconsin and came back, I saw nothing but trailers the entire trip. The FEMA's shipping, you know, about every mile you'd see a new trailer going.
Well, and when I was, like I mentioned, I was just in Louisiana. That's where some of this stuff has come from, too. I was in Lake Charles, which is actually in between New Orleans and Houston.
A little not like more the South sees more trailers.
Yeah. But they're leaving. They're not coming into here.
Oh, okay.
But I noticed, you know, that when I got there, I thought, oh, I had no problem getting a room. And one of the co-workers was being put up at the casino. I said, well, why don't you stay in my hotel? I said, there's no rooms here. All the way up as far as Lake Charles, they were filled with FEMA people. And sure enough, when I checked out the next morning, it had no vacancy signs. Apparently, I had just blindly gotten a room. Luck of the draw.
You lucked out, yeah.
I did. And it's still that way
today. Do you think maybe FEMA's, you know, going to adjust the polls so much that Negan gets voted out? Is there so many FEMA people there?
Well, that's a thought.
That vote against
They've them? Been there long enough to be residents.
Yes.
don't know. But anyway, so we're drinking the Abita Restoration
Ale. Why are
ale?
We doing politics? We shouldn't do politics in
no,
here.
We ain't got that much time.
Well, let's talk about religion then.
What? No. Okay. I cleverly edited out my screw-up where I referred to the last song that we were listening to, which we'd already listened to. And so now what we need to do, Nancy, is pick the next song that we're going to hear.
Well, can you play one of the MP3s I sent you?
Absolutely. What would you suggest?
Like either Cat Head Biscuits Gravy or else Chariot Wheels.
Oh, good.
Either one.
Okay, now Cat Head Biscuits, and I asked you about that because I had heard it. So Cat Head Biscuits and Gravy, and that is this the one with just you or the duet?
It's the duet.
Okay.
And the cat?
And who is it's her and her cat?
Eating, let me guess, biscuits
and
gravy.
You can go to RobMcNerlin.com. It's MCNURLIN.com.
Okay. And he's one of your stable of artistes, right?
Well, he's got his own record label. He's a folk star.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just talked him into doing this one record with me.
Oh, really?
We'll just see how it goes from here. But, you know, the record's doing really good on the radio charts. We're happy.
Yeah, well, it's really good, and I was thinking, that's right, I heard you sing it live, so you did both parts.
Yeah.
And
schizophrenic, I did the male and
right,
female.
Right, it was spooky hearing that deep voice of a man coming out of your mouth. But, now it was really good. Yeah.
So,
the cat's joining in. Oh, so, that's Ringo, hence the name. Okay.
So, Nancy, do you think we're on the right track trying to bring in some local artists and kind of...
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. For sure.
Because we are eat up with around here, not just with people who perform, but with people who write. And talent
there's
just...
such a music history in Memphis.
What about Justin Timberlake?
Definitely. I mean,
we don't talk about him.
To keep on spreading the word about Memphis music, and if we all, you know, do our little part, then eventually, you know, more folks will know more about it.
And the day we had 3-6 Mafia in the studio here, that's the day we
arrived.
Well,
now, Nancy worked with them.
Did you?
Yeah, because you gave me that photograph of them.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah,
I still I still have that photo, too.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm all about the 3-6 Mafia word. So, anyway, okay, so let's take a listen to Cat Head Biscuits and Gravy with Nancy Apple and Rob McNerlin.
A long and lanky, good-looking cowgirl walked into a cafe. I dropped my fork, cleared my throat, tried to get her to look my way. I thought I might could be in love when I heard her say, give me some chicken fried steak, cat head biscuits and gravy. Chicken fried steak, cat head biscuits and gravy were the words that I heard that made me fall for this lady. Was it love at first sight? Just me. It was the chicken fried steak, cat head biscuits and gravy.
Well, I've seen him up the road a ways in a beat up Ford. He was wearing that hat. I trailed behind, stopped on a dime when he pulled into that restaurant. Didn't waste no time, I stepped in. Hoping he'd look my way. Took a counter seat and ordered me some chicken fried steak,
Riverside, or were we road crazy? Were we hungry for love? Or just maybe it was the chicken fried steak, canned biscuits and gravy. Biscuits and gravy. Was it love at first sight? Or were we road crazy? Were we hungry for love? Or just maybe it was the chicken fried steak, cathead biscuits and gravy.
Well, Nancy, I kept you on the phone a bunch.
We got to get you in here live.
Yeah, you got to come in here. We're having a big time, and
bring yourself a guitar.
Yeah,
I will. Well, count me in.
Okay,
and I think Dick will put you up in a real nice hotel too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the finest, the Collierville Motel 6. Nothing but the best.
Hey, if I can't stay at the Buckaroo Motel, then forget it.
I think we got like an El Rancho motel around here that you can drive up, and there's a real authentic Mexican restaurant next to it with a little plastic cactus
no,
out
no,
front.
That got absorbed by Germantown, and it's now beige and red.
Oh, really? Okay. So a burrito costs
$12? Yes. It's not a burrito. It's a burrito.
Burrito with a little apostrophe after the
E. Okay.
Well,
Starbucks is served with it.
Yeah.
Just get them to open the east wing of the Pepper Mansion here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Having said that, I'm in the basement.
The beer studio.
That's the only way I'm able to do this. Well, Nancy, thanks for pitching
in.
And
I'll just come see you sometime too.
Okay. Thanks. We'll see you.
Okay. Right,
bye.
She's so sweet.
Well, that was really fun, and glad Nancy could join us. And there. I've got her microphone successfully turned off. So we've gone through our terrapin.
That was my.
We've gone through.
No.
Well.
She's back.
Wait. Now I didn't hang up. I just closed the damn phone. Hey, what's this voice coming from my pocket?
Hey, wait. I haven't drunk that much.
Well, see, now aren't you. Now, that's the problem with these damn cell phones. You close them up, and see, now you know the truth comes out. If we'd been said, oh, that Nancy, you know, you'd have heard it. But you heard us. We're nothing but nice. So thanks, Nancy. Bye.
Make sure the ON-OFF switch is in the OS position.
We're sort of kind of wrapping up after the interview. She goes, hey.
Scared me. Hell, the voice came out of my pocket. So.
No, I haven't drinking that much.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I think the food's here. It's a little late here, but the beer snacks are okay. We've done our beers, and we're starting to run a little long on time.
Another 2-hour show?
No more 2-hour shows. So we've done three of Nancy's songs, and let's pick one more. We're going to play it and figure out what it's called and come back and tell you.
The vine has done got to me one more time. Lord, stop this pounding in my head. I should have known just to leave the liquor alone. But now I'm worn out, I'm torn down, plus knocker, put me in bed. Hey. digging the seams. They were smoking little cigarettes, and I was packing on everything. Started out with just one glass, but the last one kicked me in my ass. I hope I got me some hair of the dog. The vine has done got to me one more time. Lord, stop this pounding in my head. I should have known just to leave the liquor alone. But now I'm tipsy from the whiskey, about to choke from all the smoke. Stick a fork in the cork.
We're back, and that was Nancy Apple and singing one of our particular favorites, Fruit of the Vine, the Party Mix. And this is only available, the Party Mix is only available on Nancy's CD, Shit a Lot About That, available at ringorecords.net or CD Baby, I think. God, I hope I'm not lying about
Go
that.
Go to her website.
Go to her website, nancyapple.com.
Yeah.
And ringorecords.net.
And that's for anybody who's drank too much wine.
Yeah. So that song appeals to us because it's all about getting a little too tore up.
I've done that before.
Yeah, and you'll probably do it again. But so we got a lot to cover in this last segment.
So let's run through it.
Okay, and we were going to talk class and culture, and we have kind of gotten away because we blame it on the winter months. We're not cooking, but we are eating. We don't give up eating just because it's winter. And
I drink all my meals. Thank you very much.
Well, you're on that liquid diet.
Liquid bread.
Right. This beer is liquid bread. But so on the cultural side of the house.
Let's talk about the Golden Globe Awards.
Okay. You can't wait to get to that, can you?
No, I cannot.
Because you're all about the drama, the celebrity, the red carpet, the glitter, the whole Hollywood scene.
It's actually just follow up from our previous show where we were talking about Walking the Line. Remember, we did a double date.
We did.
Saw the movie.
That's right.
At Malco Theaters.
And we proclaimed how good it was.
Yes, it was. And guess what? Musical comp. Musical or comedy picture, Walk the Line.
Best picture,
actress,
right?
Reese Witherspoon, Walk the Line. Actor, Joaquin Phoenix, Walk the Line.
Joaquin.
Other Memphis or Tennessee Ties.
Yeah.
Memoirs of a Geisha. Arthur Golden. Say that three times.
So the author is Arthur.
Arthur Golden of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
There
currently
you go.
Residing in Boston.
Okay.
Boston.
That's like Atlanta Beer Brewed in Maryland.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Southerner gone Yankee, I guess.
And our boy, John Singleton, right?
He's your boy.
Yeah, he's my boy. Hustle and Flow.
That's right.
That's right. About a Mempho rapper, a Mempho criminal who goes quasi-legit, such as it is, and turns into a rap star.
Well, he's a drug dealer and a pimp.
Yes, he is.
Well, that sounds like the
city
council.
Well, hey, you know what they say. Pimping ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy.
That's right. Like the city council there.
I remember the scene from the movie where he sent his hoe in to the music store to get himself a microphone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Much like
she was all
ours.
Upset about that. Yeah, so how'd you get these mics?
I sent my hoe in to the store. How else do you get a mic around here?
Was she all
upset? Can a brother get a microphone?
Did she get up in your face?
Yeah. She got all up in my face.
Go see Hustle and Flow. It's all about the seamy side of Memphis.
No, it really is. And you know, Memphis has been a setting for many, many movies. And a lot of times, well, I think we're starting to get to that point where at some point they're not going to identify us. We'll just be a backdrop, right?
Yeah, okay.
Big ones are The Firm. Mm-hmm. And what are some
with
of the others?
Father Parham.
There's some others. Midnight Train, which is another more kind of avant-garde movie that was filmed here, too. And we've got Hustle and Flow, and I can't remember if it's a new movie there, if they're touching on a little here. But
you got me way off track because I was going through the Golden Globe Awards, remember?
Yeah, okay.
And one more.
You're not going to read the whole list, though.
Well, no. One more Memphis thing was the actor Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Yeah.
One for Elvis. So what can we say? The King Lives.
That's right. That's right.
And now we're ready for your movie review of Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, right. Right. And this is in the spirit of stealing from some of our local talent, review of movies we have not seen yet. So despite all of Rick's pleas to go see this movie, I've said no.
No, I was hoping you had your movie review.
We're going to
You know you were there first day.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. I camped out. I was waited in line, but I couldn't get the tickets. Not. But I just don't know. I read the reviews, but I take critics and opinions like everything else. It's just somebody else's opinion. And this is one of those movies that I swear, I know it's getting critical acclaim. But I want to see how many dollars it's going to bring in. This really just doesn't seem to me about a date movie unless your date is a member of the same sex.
This is a red state blue.
Because I don't think you're going to take a girl to this and get her all turned on and heated up by two guys making out.
But you have to remember, most of the reviewers themselves are gay.
Now, you're just saying that be controversial.
I don't know. Do you know?
How do you know this? Wait, are you Sharon?
Yeah, I'm sharing.
Martin is coming out of the closet. Yeah.
I'm coming out of the closet.
Well, just take your ass right back into the closet. No,
that,
I know.
My Neanderthal stage is still here amongst us.
Well, yeah, and I think we are probably representative of the genre of men who will not be going to see this movie.
Yeah, I'm a little conflicted because Ang Lee, I really liked what he did with the Hulk.
Right.
I'm one of the few people that liked that movie.
Well, but doesn't that kind of, segue in? I mean, the Hulk, Brokeback Mountain. Think about it.
Yeah, muscular green men and gay cowboys.
So sweaty, muscular green men.
And horses, maybe.
No,
the
Hulk.
Because you remember in the Hulk, he was out in the desert and throwing tanks and stuff, and these guys were out riding horses.
Okay, but they're not throwing any tanks
or sheep herding? Were they sheep herders?
They're throwing them.
Well, they said there was
something.
A lot of sheep in the movie.
They were sheep herders. So. Now, as I understand it, having not seen this movie, they have this encounter, brief, yet occurs.
A romantic escapade
in out in the desert amongst the sheep. Then they come back the next year. They kind of are standoffish to one
another. Did Alan Alda make this movie already? Same time next year or something.
Same
like
time
that.
Next year, bring your own sheep.
Yeah.
That was the... So, BYOS.
I didn't see that one. Is that on cable?
Yeah, it's on Cinemax.
Actually, I think you get a Blockbuster back in the...
You
got to
get the Cinemax on demand. But what I understand, as I continue uninterrupted, the gentleman in question, Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Now, how do you know these guys' first names?
I keep up. I read People Magazine. I read People Magazine, man. I'm on top of everything. I got my finger on the pulse.
You must go to the bathroom a lot more than I do.
Well, that's where they keep the peoples.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, they come back, and the movie goes on where these two men, having had their brief moment of intimacy together, with which, had I been there, I would have closed my eyes and went, no.
Actually, that's about as interested as I am.
Well, I know.
Do you have a point that you're driving home?
Yes. Well, the rest of the movie, according to the reviews I've read of this movie I have not seen, is they get married, they lead normal lives, but have this dirty little secret, and they continue to be friends, but you've got, I guess, this
frustrated wives
sexual overtones or something
in
it.
Super happy.
Well, yeah. And isn't it, at the end of the day,
so the
all
song,
about the sheep?
It's about
so the
ask
song,
anybody from New Zealand.
So the song, A Love That Will Never Grow Old, I love that.
Is that in the movie?
Yeah, one original song.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for Brokeback Mountain.
I heard that
was our
come
class
up with
and culture.
They've come up with a new commercial jingle. It's Broke Mountain.
That's just bad. All right. Well, enough about that. We have to get on
I think Tennessee was well represented in the Golden Globes. So.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see more coming up with, as the film, the film commission here is really outgoing. We're trying to recruit more movies to be filmed here.
At Malco Theaters.
Malco, www.malco.com. There's six W's in that. Not really. So our food corner,
I have recently returned from a pilgrimage to Alabama. Wanted to take a minute to recognize, send some props to the folks that I was with earlier today.
Now, we've talked about the white sauce.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I'm getting to that. So I was at North Alabama Spine and Neurosurgical Center in beautiful downtown Huntsville, Alabama.
Are there any sheep there?
No, there are no sheep. But it's an excellent facility, great doctors. And I met today with the administrator and the marketing folks, Park and Jackie. And Park and Jackie were just wonderful hosts. We got a lot of good work done. And they took me around Huntsville because they knew somehow that I was interested in beer. Perhaps the fact that I came in talking about beer and carrying beer, that might have had something to do with it. So after having completed our work, they took me around, and they wanted to show me their brewery, the local brewery, of which we are currently enjoying one of their beverages.
Yes, we are.
The brewery is called Old Town Brewery.
And we are drinking the pale ale.
We're drinking the pale ale right now. It's a very tasty beverage. We're enjoying the official show snacks, which is some pepper jack cheese and some meatballs. Hoppy beers are good with spicy foods.
Thank you, Christy.
Yeah, very good. Very good stuff. And so anyway, Park and Jackie took me to show me this brewery, and we go, oh, wonder if it's open. We opened the door to the brewery, and I'm expecting to go in like a Goose Island and all dressed up and everything. There's nothing. The place is gutted. This is hardcore brewing. The only thing in the place is brew tanks. Nothing but it's all about making beer, period. They're not out to impress anybody. There was no one there, so we turned around after I, you know, looked around a little bit, went to the grocery store and bought the beer. And this is a good example of a very limited regional beer. It's Old Town Brewing Company. They've got a great bottle. We're enjoying the pale ale, and it says
5% alcohol by volume.
5%. Okay, and it's a very good pale ale. It's got like a little richer taste. I can't identify the hops, and we don't have any of the data on them. Hopefully, we'll talk to them a little more on a future show. But we've got a couple of their beers, and so they are representing Alabama in the beer pageant of lower southern states that we're enjoying on this show.
Except Mississippi.
Except Mississippi.
And thinking about the trailers.
And anybody listening in Mississippi, let us know what kind of beer is brewed there. You know, you'd think we know because we're like next door to, well, we're like 5 miles from Mississippi. Yet, we don't know.
Well, okay. They were pretty devastated.
So, well, so they also got all the casinos.
Yeah, that's right.
You get the casino in Biloxi, but they're gone.
So, as I mentioned before, on a way back on a previous show, we were talking about barbecue. Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue, legendary barbecue, is located in Decatur, Alabama. They won Memphis in May last year. They won the Kansas City Great American or Royal American Barbecue.
Featured on Bobby Flay's.
Featured on Bobby Flay's. In the episode where we made smoked catfish with the white barbecue sauce, the white barbecue sauce is from Big Bob Gibson. So here I am in the vicinity. I'm thinking, I'm going to get to go there and visit it.
Your mouth is watering. You're salivating.
I know. I'm ready for this, right?
What's your plan?
Now, I can't go to the one, the original indicator. But there are Big Bob Gibson stores scattered amongst around the area there. So I go to the one nearest my hotel. Not too difficult to get to. I get to it, and it's like a little real kind of family-looking joint. They didn't serve beer. I was dismayed to see.
Did they have sheep?
No. The barbecue.
You're a little too concerned about the sheep.
You're cut off. But so I get in there. And I order up a barbecue plate. Now, first impression, it comes out, and I know I had ordered a large barbecue plate. By Memphis standards, this was a small. Mm. It was just not a whole lot. Smelled the smoke, tried the barbecue, hit a smoke, and then just barbecue. Nothing to write home about.
Really should have tried the chicken because that's what the white sauce is all about.
Well, and to your point, they had on the table, because of where Alabama was located, they had white sauce. They had what they refer to as red sauce. We call it just barbecue sauce. And they had vinegar.
the vinegar barbecue sauce from the North Carolina influence because they're right next door, right?
That's right.
So they got all these sauces on there. So I made liberal use of their famous white sauce. It was good. They serve barbecue with a side of hush puppies.
Well, what'd you have? Pulled pork?
I had pulled pork, a pork plate. I had pulled pork, barbecued beans, coleslaw, and they give you a side of hush puppies.
No rib?
No ribs.
No chicken?
I did not do any of the others. The next trip I will. And the next trip, this is what the locals told me. They said, you went to the wrong one. You got to go to the original. And that's the only place. But what I was telling you earlier that was interesting about the barbecue is that whenever we have guests in town, we go, oh, we got to take you to a barbecue restaurant, Memphis Barbecue, right? That's what it's all about. They said, no, let's not go get barbecue. Let's go get something else. They're not really, although there are a lot of barbecue places, it just really, I don't guess has the local support behind it like you would think. It's not like a hallmark of what Huntsville is all about.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know it's big in the Carolinas. It's big here.
Yeah.
It's big in Arkansas. I don't know that once you start going more south down Florida in that region, that barbecue's huge.
Well, I guess that's it. I don't know, but I am reserving judgment on Big Bob Gibson's. I think I need to go to the original. The next trip I will. It was good. I would definitely recommend it, but it just wasn't what maybe the hype had me looking for too much.
So that reminds me, do we have a tidbit of news about Alabama?
Oh, yes, we do. That's right. Good point. And this is the other thing I learned. Good call. I was, of course, bemoaning the fact that we can't get any kind of beer here in Memphis. They said, well, you know, you got it easy. And they continued to enlighten me about the fact that they cannot buy beer over 6% alcohol. So that means half the beers we drink you couldn't buy in Alabama. And just to make matters worse, you can't buy beer over 16 ounces in a container.
For you college kids, that means no keggers.
That's right, no keggers. But Rick handed me this just in Montgomery, as of this Tuesday, the Alabama Senate voted 30-0 Tuesday to effectively ban drinking keg beer anywhere other than the bars, restaurants, and other locales licensed to sell it.
And for you college kids, that means no keggers.
That's right. You're screwed.
No beer pong.
You were screwed before. You're screwed even more now.
And, no beer bongs.
And it says Senator Bradley Byrne, we've had a huge problem with these outside keg parties. And so to that end, they decided just to lay down the law, and they're just cutting off all the kegs.
So that means no headstands on the keg.
And it says that Byrne says this can't limit availability to minors, but it can put a stop to those huge outside parties.
You know what I think?
Them kids are drinking and carrying on.
Go ahead.
Did they outlaw sheep?
All right. We're way too concerned about sheep. Now, what I think is that Alabama Crimson Tide and Auburn, they're going down to drink.
Yeah, you were talking about that because now it says that you
there's
can
no
still
college
have
recruiting.
But it says, yeah, really, what are you going to do without kegs at colleges?
That's
it
right.
Says you're limited now to restaurants and things where they can sell them.
They'll go to Florida State University and play for the Seminoles.
So my sympathies go out to Alabama, which it says a recent federal government study found that among those 21 and older who were admitted to dependence or abuse programs in 2002, 88% were first intoxicated before age 21. Well,
heaven forbid.
I'm thinking that 12% lied. If you ain't had a beverage or three by the time you're 21, you better be in a monastery. I mean, this is just, I mean, come on, that's what kids do. They experiment with things they shouldn't get into.
Well, like the monks sheep. Also brew, no, not sheep, but the monks do brew good beer.
Okay, now we digress about the, all right, so that was it from the food corner. I did want to say that they were nice enough to, although they did not take me to a barbecue place, which I'm okay with that. They did take me to this wonderful place called the Po' Boy Factory where we enjoyed New Orleans-style Po' Boy, and New Orleans is just 463 miles away. And that was going to be our clever segment to the Abita Restoration Ale. Yeah, we already talked about that.
Yeah, and we've got a really good Crescent City restaurant here in Memphis, so yeah. I highly recommend them. They got really good crawfish po' boys and
yeah, and this is the kind of food that,
gumbo and
yeah, and we were talking about this is the kind of food that when you're enjoying some spicy food like this, a football beer just ain't gonna cut it. You need something with a little character, like a hoppy beer, kind of cuts into the bite of that, has a bite of its own. It's really good stuff.
And being in Bible Belt, you might have to have sweet tea.
Yeah. So we need to wind it up. We did want to mention a couple things here. We're going to play you a segment right now from one of our new podcast friends from The Beer Report, Groucho and Chud. These guys are hilarious.
We like these guys.
We do. And of course, Rick and I are both metal. We just don't show it as much as Chud.
These guys are explicit. But and, trust yeah. me, I was in the Navy for 6 years. I know how to end every sentence with the F word. So I can do that.
Groucho and Chud, take a listen to these guys.
Funny.
It's got the taste. Yeah, this is, I mean, yeah, just looking at it, this is definitely the beer with the great ass and the big rack and the one that all the guys want to be with. But yet, when you get to know it a little bit more intimately, it seems like there's something missing.
It's okay, she's good for a night.
God damn.
You know what?
I can see myself being a Murphy's fan, bud. I'm about done with my glass. That's how much I like it, and you're still nursing half a glass there. So I
holy
guess.
Crap! It's a beer report first.
It's a beer report miracle.
Groucho has finished a beverage before Chud.
All right, back from the break. I got a mouthful of venison.
Baby's mom tastes fucking good.
What? What did you fucking say?
Bambi's mom tastes good.
Bambi. I thought there was somebody you knew. Some bullshit like that. No.
Yeah, Rachel's mom tastes good. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So, as you can tell, they're not really too inhibited. They're not holding back anything. And we look forward to having Groucho and Chud on an interview in the near future.
Well, their brother Damon is quite talented.
But no, it's not Damon. It's Don. We got confused about that. And we hope to have their brother, Don, who, what the hell was his parents thinking naming him Don? They got two kids, Groucho, Chud, and Don. What's up with that?
Yeah, really.
So Don is a drummer in the Damon Fowler band, and we hope to have some of their music on the show, and maybe Don, who knows. But we're definitely going to welcome Groucho and Chud to the show here in the next week or two, and can't wait to get them on and bring a little culture and dignity to the show.
And just to plug James Spencer, James Spencer and Steve Wilkes have their new Stepping Into All Grain. It's an easy-to-follow introduction to making great beer from grains. I ordered my copy. It's got a special invitation to podcast listeners.
Okay.
So go to
BasicBrewing.com/radio. All right.
And listen to the show and find out how you can order your pre-release version of the All Grain Brewing CD, DVD.
And James and Steve are going to be on the show as well. We're coming down the home stretch getting that up.
And James, if you're listening, you got a care package on the way.
There you go. And anyway, that's about it. Let's call it a show.
Let's wrap it.
and Martin, thanks Martin, for thanks. Coming by.
Well,
and
I have a question, Dick.
Yes, sir.
I finished sweeping. What do you want me to do with all these empty beer bottles?
Well, take them out to the curb, man. It's trash.
Oh, okay.
Pickup day tomorrow.
No, peel the labels off so I that's can right. That's reuse
right.
them.
That's right. Rick will sort through them. Screw tops to the curb. The other ones we save and refill with homebrew. So thanks for hanging with us. It's been a most sparks filled show. I think the buzz is coming off of our energy beer, and we'll see you next time.
Have fun with them sheep.
Bye.
Bye.